With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. North Carolina is the focus of much attention this fall because of the impact Hurricane Helene had on the state and its position as a battleground state for the 2024 election. Correspondent Bill Barrow reports on voters in North Carolina he spoke to on the ground.
Voters I spoke with over a period of days range from cautious optimism to open worry. They both believe in their candidates. I talked to several voters who had already cast their ballots and who were volunteering. And at least on that western side of the state, several of them did express concerns about whether their side would see some turnout fall off because of people who are either not back in their homes or who might be in their homes and just are overwhelmed with recovery.
Several southern states are smashing early voting records. Georgia, North Carolina, and Louisiana among those setting new records for the November election. Early voting started Monday in Texas, Florida, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Connecticut. Also at SRNNews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Kyiv, Ukraine Monday, promising more money from the Biden administration.
The United States will uphold our sworn NATO obligations. The United States will defend every inch of NATO territory. And the United States will get Ukraine what it needs to fight for its survival and security.
NTSB says the helicopter that crashed into a Houston radio tower Sunday night was on an air tour when the accident happened. Four people, including a child, were killed. An NTSB spokesman said that the wreckage is a complex scene, so investigators are being meticulous in how they approach it. The helicopter took off from Ellington Airport in Houston and then hit the tower just before 8 p.m. local time. This is SRN News. Kamala Harris has found a new constituency.
Pornographers. A $100,000 campaign called Hands Off My Porn is seeking to get the Democratic presidential candidate elected in November. The pornographers who are backing the effort fear that former President Trump and other conservative candidates will move to limit their profits if elected. Harris recently appeared on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that focuses on sexuality and is known for the vulgarities and explicit language of its female host. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing a Dallas doctor over accusations she's been giving puberty-blocking drugs to kids in order to help them live as the opposite sex. The lawsuit announced by Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Dr. May Lau, physician in the Dallas area, of providing hormones to over 20 minors in violation of a Texas ban that took effect last year. This is SRN News. The New Mexico National Guard is continuing search and rescue operations.
That's after record rainfall produced severe flooding in and around the city of Roswell and Chavez County. 309 people have been rescued since Saturday, with 38 taken to hospitals. Two people have died. Seven people were rescued after a car was swept away in floodwaters. The National Weather Service says nearly 6 inches of rain fell on Roswell on Saturday, breaking the previous daily record of 5.65 inches set on November 1, 1901, for the southeastern New Mexico city. John Scott reporting.
Kamala Harris's campaign is refusing to do a live interview with Elon Musk on X, according to Mark Cuban. Cuban said he told the Harris campaign he would try to set up an event with Musk, who owns X. But the Harris campaign reportedly said that they didn't trust Musk would stick to the topic of the election. Musk responded, saying he'd be happy to do a live discussion so there can't be any distortion. More details at SRNNews.com.